Like most teenagers in the mid-1960s, Reggie adored the Beatles. The four Beatles had quickly gone from playing small clubs in their hometown of Liverpool to being the biggest rock stars in the world. Reggie thought they always seemed to be having fun on stage. He also noticed that they wrote their own songs. Most popular singers at that time sang songs that had been written for them. After her divorce, Reggie's mother began to date a man named Fred Fairbrother. Fred was the opposite of Stanley. He was fun and relaxed. Reggie called him Durf, Fred spelled backward. When Reggie was 15, Durf got him a job playing piano at a hotel on Saturday nights. Reggie really wanted to be in a rock band, though. He and some friends formed a band called the Corvettes, but it quickly fell apart. Then he joined another band. They planned to play blues music, the American music that had influenced early rock and roll. They called the band Bluesology. Reggie decided to leave school when he was 17 before he graduated. He got a job at a music publisher's office. His father didn't approve. He didn't think music was a good career choice, but Reggie knew what he wanted to do. His job at Mills Music in London wasn't very interesting. He spent his day getting tea for people and running errands, but it was exciting to be in a building where the latest music was played all the time. Reggie continued to perform with Bluesology on weekends. He wanted to be the band's singer, but that job went to a handsome young guitarist named Stu Brown. He looked more like a rock singer than Reggie, the chubby pianist with glasses. Reggie sang the background parts. When Bluesology was hired to be the backup band for some American singing stars, Reggie quit his job at Mills Music to tour. Traveling all the time was hard, but the band got the chance to play with famous singers like Patti LaBelle, the Drifters, and the Inkspots. A British blues singer named Long John Baldry heard Bluesology and hired them to be his band. Long John sang the lead, and Stu Brown was the main backup singer. Reggie played the organ in the band. He never got the chance to sing. Reggie was losing hope and confidence. He knew he didn't look like a rock star. He was overweight and already losing his hair. He wondered if he might have better luck as a songwriter instead of as a performer. He knew he could write music, but he wasn't very good at writing the words. One day in 1967, Reggie saw an advertisement in a newspaper. Liberty Records wanted to hear from artists, composers, singers, musicians to form a new group. Reggie auditioned for Ray Williams at Liberty Records. Ray thought there was something special about the young man at the piano. Reggie told Ray that he wrote music, but not lyrics. Ray remembered another letter he'd gotten in response to the ad. It was from a young man who wrote poetry that he thought could be lyrics, but he didn't write music. His name was Bernie Taupin.